Hey, today's No Sweat News is here for you now. These are the stories that might turn up on Friday's quiz for Metallica tickets.
Metallica in Philadelphia, baby.
Wells Fargo Center this October.
Great venue.
Dateline Japan for story number one. Today is the day.
Today's the day.
Today is the day.
In
back
Japan?
In 1978, on this very day.
1978.
That one of the most iconic video games of all time was released. I'm talking Space Invaders turns 40 years old today.
Thought you were going to say Donkey Kong. Space Invaders,
no.
Absolute classic.
Matter of fact, I don't even put Donkey Kong in my top five all-time classics.
Wow. Okay, Space Invaders is fantastic. I remember playing it on the Atari.
Hordes of aliens slowly coming down.
Oh, God.
You got to shoot them all.
Phenomenal.
Fantastic.
Classic game. One of the best Atari games for sure.
Huh? Come on.
Bob, oh, I remember Bob, that. Bob, rows and rows Bob, of aliens Bob, trying Bob, to take over Bob, the Earth. Not Bob. So fast, Invaders.
It is estimated that over the course of its life, Space Invaders made $500 million in quarters. That's a lot of quarters.
That makes sense.
It was introduced into the World Video Game Hall of Fame back in 2016, and I want to know what took so long.
I know. Well, maybe the place opened up in 2016.
Well, that could be.
Because that should be, that to me is absolutely a first-class Hall of Famer right
no
there.
No question about it.
You put Space Invaders in the Pac-Man.
Oh.
Again, Donkey Kong.
No.
Here's Q-bert.
My top five. Q-bert? Okay. No way. Asteroids. Space Invaders. Pac-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Galaxian/Galaga.
Oh, my God.
And Centipede.
Galaga?
Yeah.
Over Donkey Kong?
Who barely could get past the first screen of Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong is important for one reason,
waste
my
of money.
Friend. One reason.
Mm-hmm.
Mario.
Yeah, there's
it's
that.
It's the first Mario game where Mario is the star Donkey Kong.
I'm not talking about Mario. That was a nice follow-up and all that. But Donkey Kong
I'm saying it. He's in the game.
Did not make my top five.
That's crazy.
Also, in today's No Sweat News, the World Health Organization has just officially classified video game addiction as a mental health condition.
It is.
Yeah. They're calling it a gaming disorder, and it's now included in the 11th edition of the International Classification of Diseases, and anyone who's seen Fortnite and what that does to people knows for sure. Some psychologists actually are convinced that it shouldn't be on the same level as other addictions like drugs or gambling because they say addiction to video games rarely stands alone. Usually it's a side effect of anxiety or depression.
Oh, stop it, man. I'm dreaming about these purple stars I can't seem to pick up in Super Mario Odyssey
right.
on the Nintendo Switch.
Uh-huh.
That's the brand new console. I can't get these purple stars, and I'm literally having nightmares about them in my sleep.
I think I'm going to be a specialist. I'm going to be a psychologist that deals only with video game
addicts. Well, help me.
Addicts.
Help me.
Just give me your game and I'll play it for a while.
Oh.
Well, Dateline, Michigan, for our third and final story, into the bread and butter of our No Sweat News. A woman from Delta Township, Michigan, had her Lexus stolen last week, so she got herself a rental car as the police investigated the whereabouts of her Lexus. But the next day, she was driving in the rental when she saw her Lexus parked at a convenience store. She's happened to still have a key, so she jumped in it and began to drive off. What did the robber do? Jumped in the rental and stole that.
What the heck?
Unfortunately for 18-year-old Jacine Porter, the kid who robbed both the cars, there was a LoJack device in the rental, as a lot of rentals have. Police tracked him down 85 miles away, and he was arrested.
Like something out of a Leslie Nielsen movie.
I know.
For crying out loud.
I'll just steal that one. It's running. That's today's No Sweat News. We'll see you Friday for Metallica tickets on the quiz.